Welcome to Blind Hog and Acorn. I'm Mary Jane, the acorn, and I hate to admit it, it's the day before this episode is going to be released. We've been busy this week, and I've just now sat down, and Blind Hog said, "Hey, have you done the podcast yet?" And it's like, well, no, when have I had time? But I'm sitting down now, so we'll do the week in review.
Over the hills and far away, at the break of dawn, there's a place you can always stay with Blind Hog and Acorn.
Today is the fourth Saturday of the month, which means that it's the sale day at the local livestock market. So this morning, once the sun got up a little bit, we loaded up all the buck kids and hauled them off to the market. We've been feeding them grain and protein supplement for the past 4 or 5 weeks since weaning. They've gained some weight, some better than others, but I'll do the math directly and figure out which kids did the best, and then go back and look at the mama goats. How well did they handle kidding and lactation? Did any of them get really sick and wormy? I know a couple of them that did, and they might be on the list to go off to the sale barn the next time. The goal in raising goats, hard as it is that you constantly are culling your herd, getting rid of the bottom 25%, those low producers that eat up all your time, all your energy, trying to keep them healthy, and just not getting anywhere with your herd. It's like, why am I still having all these problems? And it's like, well, have you ever culled your goats? Well, no. And it's like, well, there you go. Problems beget more problems, and we really don't need that. Cold and rainy weather is coming. It sure looks like it out there. The skies are slate gray. The leaves have pretty much fallen off all the trees except for the big oaks. They'll hold on to their leaves the longest. Actually, the lilacs are still green. Go figure. The garden needs to have its winter mulch. I've pulled up the summer squash and need to finish cleaning up the tomato and pepper beds. The garlic is all planted, like 150 cloves or so, and a compressed bale of pine shavings makes the best mulch for tender little plants like garlic and strawberries. I'm even going to put a bale of shavings on the rhubarb. I think they'd like that. We've got a local nursery that's between us and the big city, and we've been passing it for years. Every time we go to town, we see the nursery. And they were having a tree sale, so I emailed them and asked, "Do you have any ginkgo trees?" And what do you know? They have 4 in 5-gallon pots. So the last time we went to town, we pulled over and stopped, and I couldn't pass up a deal and picked out 2. I have always loved ginkgo trees. The leaves, it's like picking up a lucky penny. People pick up money, I pick up ginkgo leaves. Now we'll have 2 of them, and I think I'm going to plant them, actually, in the garden as lovely specimen plants. We've got so many black walnuts in the yard, and with black walnuts putting out that toxic substance from their roots, I really don't have any place to get them far enough away from the black walnuts except in the garden. So we'll plant 1 in the corner over by the raspberry bed, kind of near the end. The other will go in the middle of the garden. The trees are small. They're only about 5-6 feet right now. It'll be years before they're full size. And you know what? I don't mind the wait. Let them grow. Hoping we'll be able to get them planted tomorrow because Monday, the rain and possibly even snow might be coming. Get them in the ground and let them get watered and acclimated. That's my plan. Right now, I've got two big roasting pans full of chunks of winter squash, pumpkin, roasting away. I quartered the squash, scooped out all the seeds and guts, then shaved off the peelings with a very sharp knife, and then chunked it up, tossed it with olive oil, some honey, chipotle powder, and salt. It's all nice and covered, and then into the pans it goes. I'll have pictures on the website so you can see the process. Poor blind hog complained about having summer squash with every meal. Oh, just being buried by the yellow squash and zucchini. Well, guess who's been having pumpkin just about every day? I'll make pumpkin muffins, pumpkin bread, and even stir some of the cooked pumpkin into our morning yogurt. It might sound strange, but actually, I think it's pretty good. The best recipe I've found so far for the pumpkin muffins is to use my favorite banana bread recipe and then just substitute pumpkin for the bananas. I also cut the sugar back in half. I don't need a cup and a half of sugar in the batch of recipe. I mean, 3/4, just shy of a cup, is plenty. I may even try substituting some of the sugar with some of our honey that has begun to crystallize. Might as well make use of it. Blind Hog is out in the old goat barn again, taking out some bolts that we had put in to support a floating post, but now we've got a replacement post for the floating post. So, bolts come out, old post gets tossed aside, and we'll install the new post tomorrow. I think, well, we keep saying this, are we done with the goat barn yet? Are we done with the goat barn yet? Well, I think we're done with the goat barn for the fall. This should do it. We've been up on the roof. We re-screwed the metal. We've replaced 4 or 5 posts now holding up the walls and corners. Yeah, I think we're about done. Our neighbor Colleen texted, said she saw the mountain lion run across the road in front of her last night. She texted our neighbor Ashley, told her that the mountain lion was headed onto her property and she might want to look out for it. Ashley's actually caught a glimpse of it a while ago. This is the first time Colleen has seen it. And then, of course, after hearing that, we wake up at 2 a.m. this morning hearing Pie, the cow who just had her calf, moo, moo. And I could tell by the way she was moving around the field up in the east that she had probably gone down, got a drink, and then forgot where she had left her calf. Well, after about 20 minutes of her hollering, things quieted down. We figured she found the calf. I was worried at first that it might be the mountain lion or even coyotes, but none of the other cows or calves were upset. It was just Pie looking for little Ram, and once she found her, things were all happiness again. I walked up today to check just to make sure, and sure enough, all the cows were having a lie down, and there was Pie and Ram snoozing away. Today we also sold our dairy buck. Bright and Beautiful Grad School is his registered name. The woman had been looking for an alpine buck for a long time and was wondering why I would sell Grady, as we called him, when he was only 2.5 years old. I told her that I had big plans a few years ago of selling registered dairy kids, but people around here aren't that interested, and Now that I've got my 4 dairy goats and Princess, a dairy kid from this spring, that's plenty of dairy goats for me. So Grady went off to his new home today in a trailer, happy as he could be. With the freezing weather coming, we did bring all the plants in off the porch. Actually, they're stacked all around me. I've got a shelf unit in here that we'll put them up on, but I need to plant all those pineapples that we started in water. They're way past the point of being put in dirt, and I figure I'll get them in the dirt, and then we'll get them situated on the shelf the way that they need to be. This year, I'm going to try to overwinter geraniums. In my email, I'd seen an article from a magazine, and the title of it was How to Overwinter Your Geraniums. And I thought, shoot, they look so good, why not? I know they're not going to make it through the winter. But what you do is you trim them back hard, taking off all the flowers and just leaving a couple leaves, and then you shake all the dirt off the roots and let them dry. You put all these plants in a paper grocery sack, roll the top down and staple it shut, and store them for the winter in a cool, dark place. The workshop is perfect for this. Then in the spring, you revive them and plant them in water, and voila! The author of the article said she's been doing this with geraniums from the 90s. So, I figured, why not? We'll give it a shot. Well, Blind Hog came in from the goat barn. He's already got a fire going in the wood stove. I just checked the pumpkin in the oven, and it's starting to get toasty on the edges. I like it to get really toasty and dry. Then you can almost eat the pieces like candy. Pumpkin candy. Who knew? Well, Blind Hog has come in and decided to have a sit down with us.
You lucky thing. All of you are lucky.
And look at you with your wound from your goat injury this morning.
No, it says bleeding down the side of my
face. Oh, you look, you're still bleeding, rubbing around on it. Oh, don't rub it. Don't. Leave it alone.
Oh, it's coming off. Oh, Lord.
Oh, whaley.
Dang, gone.
We were picking up the goat kids one by one, and a kid reared its head back and stuck its horns on Blind Hog's cheekbone and poked him a good one. And
yeah.
I would say that it's your friable geriatric skin, but no, we won't talk about that.
Let's not talk about geriatric skin. You can say old skin if you want to, not geriatric.
Well, the pumpkin's getting a little more crispy on the edges.
Oh, I hate these people to hear that. After I bitched about so much zucchini all summer long, every day, twice a day almost. No, it was actually only once a day. Now I'm having pumpkin 3 times a day. Breakfast, lunch, and dessert. Goodness gracious.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Here we've got 30 cents of them big monsters back there.
Think of all the beta carotene.
Oh boy, I'll look like President Trump. I'll be so pink, red.
Well, hopefully it won't turn you orange.
Hopefully not.
Well, did you get the bolts out of that floating post?
Finally. And then I had to get the post out away from the nails off the truss. And I finally got that out of there. And then I went down and moved it. I don't know what that post is, but that's one of the heaviest things I've ever picked up. I don't know what it is.
Do you think it's locust?
I don't. There's no, you know, if it was a locust, it'd have some little points and stuff kind of in it. I don't, and locust, you know, our locust, we haven't had much luck using it for anything. you know, it deteriorates real quick.
Persimmon?
It could be persimmon. It might be. I don't know. We'll look at it. It's still got the bark on it.
It's got that.
It doesn't look like persimmony bark.
No, wow. It's kind of looks like sassafrassy bark.
Well, maybe that. I don't know. But it's, whatever it did, it's set up after 40 years. It's 40 years old.
Think it'll burn?
Yeah, I guess. If you could cut it. If you can chop a rock up.
Well, I guess you could try cutting it.
I guess. I don't know. I couldn't believe it. That thing was heavy.
For it's about the
it's
right...
About 6 inches around.
Yeah.
It's about 6 inches through it.
Yeah.
And it's almost 10 feet long. I don't know. That thing was sure heavy.
I was telling the listeners how it's starting to look like winter out there.
It's feeling like winter getting out
Is
there.
It temperature dropped a little bit more?
I don't know. My poor geriatric body doesn't Hot and cold. I made that stupid statement. I can be hot bitter and I can be cold, but I don't know. Today I can be cold. I can be hot bitter than cold. Mm. I don't know. Mm. I did break down and start a fire.
Yep.
Got a fire going in the wood stove, so it's starting to... I don't want to... You have to be careful. Our house is so well insulated that if you crank that wood stove up too much, it runs us out. So we can't have that. So we got to kind of keep it subdued.
Now, without building up the creosote.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that our flue pipe goes straight up from the wood stove right up through the roof, through the attic, bends or turns.
Yeah,
it draws.
It does. It's terrific like that.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, every time you put a bend in a flue pipe, you'd reduce it by about 40 or 50% how much it can pull up. So if you have to go a 90 up.
Is
boy,
that an engineering fun fact?
Well, I guess. it's a fact, like in the old stove down in the old house that did that. And that thing, I'd have to clean that thing out two or three times a year. It'd just finally get clogged up almost.
Yeah.
And it went up into just a regular chimney that went on up. But our stovepipe chimney is that super insulated
Three layers.
Yeah, it's that super insulated stuff. So it seems to be doing good.
And
for all these years, it hadn't picked up one speck.
No, whenever we look in there with the mirror and a flashlight, it's just shiny.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. No. Can't beat that.
That's one thing we can't complain about.
No. But we did get a little rain over the past week. Ooh, 1.5 to 1.75 inches.
I thought we had probably total up to almost 2. Was it 1.75 inches? Mm.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's amazing in the last 2 months, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... And then the Akron was saying we might get some more Monday.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday even.
Oh, man.
So.
That'll be reading time, I guess.
Yep. So if we're going to get those ginkgo trees in the garden... Might be able to get that tomorrow, along with finishing off. It shouldn't take us any. Now that we are post-replacement professionals the old goat barn.
Well, I've got a thing. I've got it cut off to fit and trimmed down. Got that post out of the way. So
yep.
Should be just put it in there and
fix it in.
I went ahead and moved the
truss jack.
Enough, and I jacked it up a little. I didn't try to pull it up off of the purlin, but I got it.
Uh-huh.
It's almost off of that.
Okay.
That big purlin. Tomorrow, all we got to do is just pull it up a little bit and put that post in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've gotten pretty good at putting those posts in there.
Almost too good.
Oh, that's true. I'll forget by next spring.
Sam's hungry.
I guess. It's only...
What's he going to do when the time rolls back?
I don't know. Need more whiny. The cat was doing a lot of talking to me out there, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, since you've been bringing that soft food once a day.
Yeah.
He kept saying, hey, meow, wow, 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 wow. I said, God, man. The Akron will be out here in the morning. We'll just give you a little bit of stuff.
Now,
we may have to take him a little bigger shot glass out there. Or... don't know if he's getting so old he can't really eat the crunchy stuff or not, or if he's just getting ornery.
Well, you know, he eats the crunch. I don't know.
Eat some of them. How many mice? There's a lot of pieces left laying around.
I know, so.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe he's got a bad tooth.
Very good.
We'll see. We'll check him out.
Well, I guess you already told him all about the goats today.
And goats going to the sale, yeah.
And getting wounded. And
yeah, picking them up. Grady going off to to his new home where he will be appreciated.
Well, he'll appreciate going there, too, you know. He's been looking at all the girls here lately.
I know.
Like hanging on the edge of the fence.
And now that he is gone, that helps us manage our other goats, not having to separate
everybody else.
Yeah, yeah, because of a breeding age buck when you've got these little doelings.
Well, we just have to keep them over there with the dairy girls, right?
Yeah. Although some of them, if they are, you know, relatively large, they technically could get bred. So.
I don't know. I don't know.
They do, they
it
really.
It seems like they get pulled down and then they have one and then they only have one. But I don't, that we'll see this year if anybody we held over does better. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We did hold a few of them over, didn't we?
We held everybody over
last
year.
Well, I mean all the little ones over.
Yep.
But
bred them all as after they had turned one. So, we'll see. All the planning, all the figuring.
All our listeners will think we know what we're talking about. Is this what you call trial by error?
I tell you. Oh, look, the goats are coming back in, and I put the pumpkin in their feeders. So let's watch. Oh, here comes little Fawn. She's coming in. They're walking through the gate. Come on. Yep, there's Pumpkin in there.
There's some of them running now.
Rather running. Oh, there's Fawn. Yum, 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 yum. Look at them.
I don't know. I think they thought there was green in there, but no, not really. Yeah, some of them are coming in anyway.
Yeah, boy.
Well, some of those Spanish ones are coming in. They like it for sure.
Yeah. I tried breaking the pumpkin peel. I'm walking around with big chunks. I tried to break the pieces up into smaller slivers, but the pumpkin guts with the seeds, those are what they really
want. Prime.
That is.
Those big old seeds, too, boy.
Look at them just going at it.
I can't believe you hadn't taken those seeds out and dried them out.
You know, that was just three plants. Let me see if I can take a picture of this, and I'll put it on the website.
I don't know if you can do that through all them.
We'll see.
That's a long way off.
I enlarged it. But taking a picture through screen.
Yeah, and then those strings up there where we used to have the hops growing on it.
Yeah.
Those poor things. That's right, they're wrapped around something, aren't they? Wrapped around a wire or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so otherwise this stuff wouldn't make it.
No, that's hard wire.
Yeah, well.
Up there. We'll have to figure out what we're going to put up there, or if we're just going to take them down.
There's another wallet sticking up in that tree there, in that.
Oh, in the cherry tree?
Yeah, I picked the other one out of the other one over there. It was stuck in a two limbs. That's what this one is too. We got too many wallets still laying around. I like that one barrel over there where the squirrels been going and getting them out of there. There was nothing but just a big pile of hulls.
Well,
there.
They just sit on the edge of the barrel and, you know, well, go through their nuts.
Heck yeah.
Oh yeah, look at there, the black and white Spanish goats. They said that pumpkin's okay.
There's a lot of chomping going on.
Oh, even Friend George are going after the pumpkin pieces.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see? They're all learning.
Yep.
Guess they're saying, well, I guess we're not going to get any grain. We'll just have to eat pumpkin like poor Dad does down there.
I guess I didn't cut some of them in small enough pieces. The goats are kind of have that one out there. Wish it. Oh, there she goes. Come on. Chomp it. Chomp it. If only they had upper incisors.
Yeah, that doesn't help a lot, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Sam's going to go out there and watch them.
Well, Sam wants to go up there and get pumpkin, too.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Hmm. Damn.
Yeah. I'll put back teen. I bet I've got some mercurochrome.
Oh, boy.
Or is it methylate?
It's methylate. I think.
Which is the one that stings?
Methylate. or just straight alcohol. Well, I put some triple antibiotic on it, and so that's probably, it just softened it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because there was like a big crust going down the side of my cheek there, and so I just put some of that on there. I didn't figure. I knew that goat horn would be totally sanitized.
It's sanitary.
Yeah, boy, so I wasn't too sure of it stabbing me, so I thought, well, I'll put some stuff on it before we... I guess I put that on there. I don't know if I put that on there before we even took off.
Huh.
No, it was when we got back, because I just put that on, I guess, a little while earlier. Well, they're still working pretty good, kind of walking around.
Yep. I'll give them their treat. We've been going through about a pumpkin a week.
Oh, come on. Tell them the truth. Pumpkin a week, my foot. Three or four pumpkins a week.
No, no, just a pumpkin a week.
These people don't realize that they're weighing about, what, 18, 20 pounds? That's a lot of pumpkin for a week.
Hey.
It's not really pumpkin. What is it, winter squash? It tastes like pumpkin. It's really sweet.
It's like sweet potatoes.
It is, just about like sweet potatoes.
I did tell the listeners how I've been putting it in the morning yogurt.
Yeah, that's what I was telling them, too. I mean, getting it in the skewer and in the soup.
Oh, you poor
thing. And on the side with the rice.
Do you want to be healthy or not?
Well, why would I want to be healthy? I guess I will hang in there for a few more, you know.
Yeah.
People keep saying, well, you're doing pretty good. And I'll say, well, I honestly don't know how I'm supposed to be at this age. I've never been this age before.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot scheduled for tonight. I think I'm just going to kick back and take the pumpkin out of the oven. And
she said her back was bothering her.
Well,
I don't know why, after picking up about, what, 15 goats?
We took 13 to market.
And so she had to pick each one of them up and then step up on a scale. We just were kind of curious about how much they had gained in the last, what, 2 weeks?
Four to five weeks.
Has it been that long they've been up there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them had gained a pound. It was like, what? And then some of them had gained, what, 6 or 7?
6, 7, 9, 10 pounds?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, let's pick up 40, 45 pounds over and over. You know, and it's not like... And I'm saying that, you know, I appreciate it when you unload the 500 pounds of mineral mix, the 10 50-pound bags, but...
And carry them through that...
Carrying them into the pig barn. But I tell you what, it's a little different when you're reaching down, getting a wiggly.
Yeah, I know, but I'm holding it for you. You're not doing that all on your own. That goat would be running if I wasn't holding it for you.
Picking up them wiggly bits,
that's why I got that one wiggly that stuck that horn in my face.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's just one of those things.
Yeah.
Should have thought about that when I was thinking about becoming a farmer, rich and famous.
Rich and famous. Well, it's about time to take the pumpkin out of the oven. I can smell it from in here.
I've been smelling pumpkin so long, I wouldn't know whether it was still coming out or not. It just inundates the whole place.
Nothing says fall like pumpkin.
I guess. You know, I've never been a real big pumpkiner, but I like, now this is very much like
But it is a squash from France.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That sure is knotty stuff, but it sure is good, you know.
It is good.
Like I say, it does not taste like... I'm not a big pumpkin. Oh, I'll eat pumpkin, but, you know. I do like sweet potatoes, and it tastes... It's closer to sweet potatoes than it is to any kind of pumpkin.
I think so, too. But remember...
It even has the same texture.
Remember, fun fact. Most canned pumpkin you buy at the store is not actually pumpkin, but Hubbard squash. Mm. Those big, giant, blue-gray monsters.
Hmm. They're pretty knotty, too, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Huh.
Yep.
I remember we got some one time
feed
the goats one
time.
Or we were planning on it anyway.
Yep, but Hubbard squash is what most canned pumpkin is. And it makes sense because they're so darn big.
Well, yeah, I can see that. It's big, plus if it's like this stuff, it's sweet, too.
Yeah.
You can't complain about that.
All righty, folks. Thanks for stopping by.
We'll try to make it more exciting next week.
Next week, yeah. We'll see. All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.